KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and Happy New Year. Welcome to the first Fresno State Service in Action show on KFSR. I'm Chris Fiorentino, and I want to thank you for joining us this morning. Each week in this new show, we will share the compelling stories of really the exceptional Fresno State students, faculty, staff, and our community partners who are working to make our city, our state, our nation, even our world a better place to live. I'm confident that as you listen to these shows, you'll be informed, inspired, I think even encouraged by the terrific ways Fresno State is helping to improve our community through service and learning. For our first show, I'm really excited to welcome three very special guests, Mr. and Mrs. Bud and Jan Richter, and Fresno State student Carrie Kimura. Thank you all for being here today and helping our launch our new show, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So during today's show, we want to talk about Fresno State's commitment to service, about the Jan and Bud Richter Center for Community Engagement and Service Learning, and about your personal involvement in the culture of service at Fresno State. So Jan and Bud, you have deep roots in Fresno, to say the least, but I think your family goes back three generations in Fresno.
It started in 1895, so we have three generations. We're the third generation, Jan and I, in living here. Both her grandparents, parents, and us lived here. Now we have three generations following us with our son, granddaughter, and great-grandchildren. So fortunately, we have six generations that are living and have lived in Fresno.
Wonderful. And Jan, I think, as Bud has said, your connections to Fresno State start back in the 1940s. 1944, yes?
1944 was the date I enrolled at Fresno State College.
Fresno State College, the old campus?
The old campus. And that was the first wonderful decision I made, and the second was saying yes to getting married.
So obviously,
tell the truth now.
Well, it's just about 70 years, so
incredible.
It's worked out.
Well, obviously, your history with this university goes back a long way. What's made it such a special place for you both?
Well, I feel I got a good education at Fresno State, and then having a husband that was interested in helping the community and living in this community and continuing a good lifestyle and helping others learn to do the same thing was something that just grew on us.
And Bud, you know, you didn't attend school here, but have been very, very involved. What's it meant to you? Fresno State's been a huge part of your life.
Yes, it has. But Jan and I both were raised with the understanding we had to give back to our community because the community has been good to our family over the years. And when we were raised as small children at grammar school, we stood up Monday through Friday and said the Pledge of Allegiance every day. And then we said, "My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty." We sang that. Jan was a Girl Scout. I was a Boy Scout, Cub Scout. We said, "On my honor, I will do my best to God and my country and to obey the Scout law and to keep myself physically strong, morally awake, and mentally straight." And so those kinds of training, plus we studied and read the Bible almost every day, and we were told our Lord's commandment, "Do unto others as you to them do unto you." And so that's the kind of training and rearing we had. So Fresno State is such a key resource to this community. Nothing like it. And so Jan and I are privileged for a number of years since 1949 when we returned and came back here. We're married and we want to try and be involved with Fresno State and say thank you for all it does to our community.
So Carrie, Jan started here in 1944. A few years later, in 2013, you became a Fresno State student. Tell us a little about your background, where you grew up, how you came to be a Fresno State student.
I was born in Fresno. I've lived here all 22 years of my life. I decided to come to Fresno State because I was offered the Smith Camp Family Honors Scholarship, and I also kind of followed after both of my older sisters. So that influenced me to come to Fresno State. And I am so glad that I came on the path that I did because I think every decision I've made since then has really benefited me, and I've had so many opportunities to grow just being a Fresno State student.
And you're a senior in standing, fourth year. You'll graduate this semester in May of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And your major?
Public health.
Public health, okay. So I think it's an understatement, knowing you, it's an understatement to say you've been a little involved in service efforts as a student. I want to talk more about the specifics a little later, but what motivated you to get involved in service during your college years? I mean, you're a Smith Camp honor student. Obviously, grades are hugely important to you. I know you have lots of friends and are involved in lots of ways. Why service, and what kinds of service activities are you involved in?
I was heavily involved in community service since high school, but I do have to admit a lot of that was kind of a requirement. But once I came to Fresno State and I was surrounded by so many people who were interested in service and genuinely cared to serve the Fresno community, I think that really got me into it. Smith Camp did provide me with a lot of opportunities to serve, and then a lot of it also came from my older sister, Alexi, who was also part of the Richter Center. And I think her influence on me really got me into service my freshman and sophomore year of college.
Right.
And so now I serve just because I really like to. Everything that I do this year is not for a class or anything. I just do because I enjoy. And I'm currently involved with the Serve Committee in the Richter Center. I am a coordinator and counselor for Camp Kesem at Fresno State. And then I also volunteer at the Free Needle Exchange on Saturdays.
Okay. I know Camp Kesem is the subject of one of our future shows. You mentioned the Serve Committee. Can you tell our listeners a little about that?
Yeah. The Serve Committee is one of the student leadership teams within the Richter Center. It stands for Service Experience with Richter Volunteer Events. And basically, we're a group of around 10 students, and we plan and promote 3 one-day service events throughout the school year. So we have 2 in the fall and then 1 in the spring. And so we have different sites that we have different community projects for, and we recruit Fresno State students, faculty, and staff to come to our events. We offer them lunch and goodie bags, and we try to make their service experience as meaningful as possible.
Right. Okay. And Jan and Bud, you've both been involved a little in service over the years, too. Another understatement. Bud, you talked about it already, and you know, both being as part of scouting and, I know, doing a little research. You've certainly been significant participants and leaders in your church, First Presbyterian, over the years. I know that you've served on the board of community hospitals. You were part of your kids' school activities and PTA. And for over 50 years, you've been involved in different leadership and stewardship roles here at Fresno State. Why? Why, on top of family obligations and significant business undertakings and successes, why devote all that time, literally thousands of hours over the years, to serving others? Bud, you talked about it a little bit, but wondering if you might want to talk about that a little more.
What I enjoy is seeing people smile and love each other and respect each other and go into the world and be able to live with other people and teach them to do the same thing. And that's why my scouting activities were very active, very active.
And you talk about that wanting to be around people who, you know, who are happy, basically. And you feel right. that's true. When people are serving others, you gravitate towards them because they're happy.
And you have to know in your heart that somehow they will teach others to do the same thing. Yeah. They'll just catch on good.
Yeah.
And that would be a happy world for everyone.
And Bud, I mean, obviously, you had a rather significant business undertaking with Pepsi Bottling Company here in Fresno and spent many years running that organization. Why then also, in all of your extra time, devote so much to serving the community?
Well, as I stated earlier, Chris, both Jan's and my training based on our Lord's commandment, do unto you him to do unto you. Our training in scouts and school, helping others was a part of our makeup, our values. And reading the scriptures and doing unto others you have them do unto you is just a part of our life. And Fresno State, when we came back in 1950 to Fresno after being away for a couple of years in college, Fresno State wasn't involved in the community. They were a unity among themselves, and that was just their lifestyle and their priorities. And then Dr. Fred Ness started to go ahead when he became president, relate with the community, and then Dr. Norman Baxter carried that on further and said, look, we got to bring the community out to Fresno State. And the way I think we can do that is to build a Fresno State football soccer stadium on campus. And I was privileged to be one of those stadium steering committee members. And we built the Bulldog Stadium there for $7 million. And
that's a lot of money then. It sounds awful cheap now, huh?
Yeah. And you can tell about the remodeling that Bartko and how much that's talking about. But Fresno State, and then after Dr. Baxter, we had Harold Hack and John Welty and Dr. Casta. They're all continuing to find ways for community engagement that really make a difference in helping others and the quality of life. And so it really fell much into our early childhood values to be at Fresno State because they were helping so much. And I came in through athletics, the Bulldog Foundation. And we had season tickets for the football games, basketball games for 50 years. Our age is now keeping us from doing that. Not that they won't make a means for us to do it, but Fresno State is really just such a great place. And recently, in talking to Dr. Saul Jimenez Sandoval, the Dean of the School of Arts and Humanity, and Nora Chapman and Dr. Ben Boone, and to you, Chris, in the center, you are helping students to learn the value and the stewardship responsibilities of helping one another. And so when you and they came and started talking to us about being involved in the Richter Center, which is all about really volunteering to help one another and improve the quality of life for others, it just seemed to be a natural hookup with what our parents and grandparents brought to us and taught us.
I love the fact that for you, and I think largely for your generation, words in the pledge or in the scouting oath or whatever it may be, certainly in the Bible, they're more than just words. They took deep root in your generation and certainly with the two of you. And I think it certainly speaks to why you become so passionate about service. You know, all of this eventually led you to say yes when John Welty, a former president of the university, approached you about playing a pivotal role in cementing Fresno State's reputation as a leader in service and service learning. Will you talk a little about how the Richter Center for Community Engagement and Service Learning came to be?
I have to go back a little bit. Somehow or other, Dr. Welty asked Jan and Bud to be the co-chairs for the silent phase of the first capital campaign here on campus. We didn't know what the total goal was going to be at that time, but for 3 years, Jan and I had the privilege of serving and helping to raise at least half of the funds for the total goal for that capital campaign. So we'd had the privilege of sharing and talking with the Welty somewhat, and our desire to try and say thank you back to the community and give back. Leon S. Peters and his wife Alice were such great role models in this community. And we knew Alice and Leon quite well. And when somebody had a real good project and they brought it to Leon and Alice, they'd look at it and study it. And I can hear Leon saying, "Alice, if not us, who? If not now, when?" And so many times they came through in helping to lead to make a difference in giving back to the community with great role models. And so when Dr. Welty heard Jan and I over the years talk about our desire to be involved in helping others and serving, it was like a stewardship responsibility that we feel it is. When he learned that maybe we'd be a good candidate to be the benefactor and endow the Community Engagement and Service Learning Center. And so Dr. Welty wrote us a letter. And we studied it and looked at it and met with him a couple times and seemed like the values that the Richter Center was trying to set and what we thought we were trying to do, that there was a great match and it would be really a humbling privilege to be able to be a part of this.
So in 2007, that center was established, and it's my understanding that it was the first named center for community engagement service learning in the entire 22-campus CSU system, one of the first named centers in the state of California. So definitely you were on the cutting edge of this. Since 2007, what are some of the accomplishments that the universities had in terms of their service and service learning efforts?
Can anyone really sort of imagine the value of over 1 million hours of students' services going back into this community every year over the last 10 years, averaging 1 million hours of service going back in various forms to this community with students, faculty, and staff, all giving back, volunteering to help those that are less fortunate have a better quality of life. And what a privilege it is to be a little part of that and to meet people like Carrie and other of the students over the last 7, 8 years. It's been really special to see these student leaders and see them grow and learn and teach others how to go ahead and enjoy the fulfilling experience of helping others.
So 10 years, 10 million hours, pretty impressive. Carrie, not long after you started here or not long before you started here at Fresno State, the Richter Center was established. What's it meant to you as a student at Fresno State to have the Richter Center, to be a part of that?
I think the Richter Center is amazing. I have only positive thoughts and experiences with the Richter Center. The work that's done in the office is phenomenal. The staff members are caring and compassionate, and the overall environment really makes it feel like a second home. And I have received so much support from you, Chris, and all of our advisors throughout Serve. And I just feel like it's a place that I can go study. I can talk to Taylan, Melissa, you, and everyone is so welcoming. Like, I even talk to Trish, and I don't even work with her, but every time I go in there, I say hi, and it's just another friendly face. And so it's nice to know that the staff truly cares about the students working in the Richter Center, which makes the work that we do even more meaningful. And I think one thing I really like about the Richter Center is the bonds I get to make with other students, whether it's people within my committee or the volunteers that come to our events. I think it's really cool that I get to connect with all of these students, and being with the Richter Center helps me do that. And the Richter Center overall has just given me so many opportunities to grow. I used to be really shy and quiet my freshman year, and now I just feel so comfortable and I feel more outgoing. Like, I feel like I can reach out to other students and like get them to come to our events. Whereas 3 years ago, I was really shy and wasn't really comfortable doing that. So I feel like being in the Richter Center, I've really improved my leadership skills, communication. I built relationships with community partners, and I have better time management, event planning, and the list just goes on. And even throughout the 3 years, it's made me realize how much I want to work with other people in my career. And I've actually considered working more with nonprofits like Camp Kesem, and even considered event planning just because of my positive experiences with the Richter Center.
You've mentioned your sister, Alexi, and how mm-hmm. she's been a part of the Richter Center and really involved in service. Well, she was a student. I know that you have some really good friends that are very involved in service. Do you think you and Alexi and your friends are unique in terms of their commitment to service, or are they more of the norm at Fresno State? You know, Bud's mentioned 1 million hours a year, 10 million hours over 10 years. So are you the normal student, or tell us about that?
I do think we are unique, but I also think that there are so many people on campus that are very similar to us and that aren't necessarily involved in the Richter Center, but also have our same values. And also part of my job as a Serve committee member is trying to reach out and find those service-oriented students and getting them to experience our events and then hopefully interest them into joining the Richter Center. I think what's most unique about us is that we joined this committee because we just wanted to. We didn't do it for a requirement just because like cool people were doing it. But because we firmly believed in what the Richter Center stands for and wanted to get involved with the wonderful work that you all do. I think we all love planning our one-day service events, and the success we've had keeps us going. And we work to serve not only the Fresno community, but also our campus community by reaching out to students. And I think what's also unique about our committee is just the bonding between us. But again, I think there are so many students on campus that also have those qualities. So we are unique in a way, but also very similar to a lot of the students on campus.
I was thinking before I came in to do the interview today, you know, your generation, the Generation Y or the millennials, those people that were born roughly between the 1980s and 2000s, your generation is also called sometimes Generation Me. Not a very flattering representation. And I think there are people who believe that today's college generation isn't very committed to anything other than themselves. What would you and your friends have to tell somebody who thinks college students aren't committed to helping others?
I think that's funny that you say that, because I do think that people just assume that college students are egotistical. But over the past 3 years that I've been on the Serve committee, I've asked numerous volunteers at events why they serve, and majority of the people I've talked to have said that they're just there because they thought the service sounded interesting and that they just wanted to. And I thought that was really cool to hear that from other people. And I also think that that myth can be dispelled by looking at how many volunteers we do have at our events, because we recruit about 100 to 120 students each event. So times three for the year, that's about 300 to over 350 per year. And when I talk to these volunteers and hear a lot of them are there for their own enjoyment and drive to help the community, I find that a lot of college students are committed to helping others.
And those are just the one-day service events that mm-hmm. the Richter Center is involved in doing. And I know that there are a number of other events that either Serve Committee or the Richter Center or the students are also involved in. I mean, there's Kids Day, there's the blood drives, there are service learning classes, community-based internship programs, programs like Humanics. I mean, so many of these programs. So when you talk about recruiting 100, 150 students for a one-day service event, that is a piece of the bigger puzzle there. But, you know, I think one of the things that I'm so excited about in being able to do this show is to help people understand that you, your fellow students, the Fresno State community, are really following in the footsteps of people like Jan and Bud. And I'm curious, Jan, you've listened to Carrie talk about her involvement in service. I'm curious how it makes you feel. I mean, you're members of what Tom Brokaw labeled as the greatest generation. And I think that that's so apropos, given what your generation went through and being born during the Great Depression and living through World War II and all of the incredible successes that you had in helping to make this nation what it is today. As you look at Carrie and the other college students that you meet and hearing their stories of service, and you know that you're handing off your torch of stewardship and service to them, how does it make you feel? Are you confident?
Oh, it makes me feel very good that this generation is not having to go through what Bud and I went through as youngsters and in the family and the struggles we had and how hard we worked and what we did to survive. I mean, it was survival time. And you either did it with a smile on your face and a happy heart, or it took you down. It took you down forever. So Learning Center takes the place of being raised again in a different manner. And it's just wonderful to see.
Yeah.
It makes you feel good. It makes us feel whole again and good to see the things they're learning and doing.
But I know that you get a chance to talk to students and faculty and staff, and you hear from the community partners at times about the service that goes on to the university. Kind of the same question. In many ways, by being the folks who established the Richter Center, you're passing off the torch to this next generation. What are your thoughts about that as you sit here today?
In listening to Carrie and you and Jan, I like to comment that helping one another is not done for the fulfilling good feeling you get for yourself, but rather helping others is given in a way that you're helping to fulfill your stewardship role as a citizen of this country, of the world, of our valley, and trying to help others have a good life too. And you see that experienced in these students, faculty, and staff's lives. And so it's a privilege. And to hear Dean Jimenez Sandoval and you and President Castro, Provost Lezesny, you have a great staff in the Richter Center, and they're able to go ahead and enable students, faculty, and staff to just enjoy the experience of fulfilling their stewardship role in helping others and becoming a good citizen and teaching others how to be a good citizen of this great place and land we live.
And today's the first day of 2017. It's a new year. And I know a lot of times that during the new year time, you know, we look back and think about, you know, what's the past year been like? And what do we hope for in the coming year? And kind of through that same prism, I'm curious, you've got a lot to be proud of in your lives. You know, you've raised a family, you've had incredible business successes, you've got friends all over the world, I know. Over 70 years, Jan, as you mentioned, that you've been married and committed to each other. Those are incredible accomplishments, and I'm amazed by them. Where do your contributions and your commitment to stewardship and to Fresno State, especially your stewardship of service at Fresno State, as you look back over the last year and over the last many years, where's that fit into the bigger picture of your life? Where does your commitment to service fit into the bigger picture of your life?
Once again, we are raised as children in school, in our home, in the churches, that helping one another, loving your neighbor as you love yourself, is just a part of our life. And when Dr. Welty explained to us that if we could be involved in this Richter Center and help with this endowment, that each one of these students who has the opportunity and privilege to volunteer to help others has that fulfilling experience and nurturing their stewardship role in how to go ahead and be good citizens. When they leave the school, if they've had such a great experience here and seeing what a good thing volunteering to help others is, these students will train their immediate families to do the same thing. So while we have 4,000 students graduating or leaving every year of the campus, those 4,000 become families, and it just multiplies and compounds to where it just isn't just those students, but it's their families that will carry on this special privilege of serving and helping others. And this was a big factor that Jan and I could be a part of that.
Well, we thank you so much. I mean, I'm so happy to kick off this new show on KFSR with you as our guests. Jan and Bud, thank you for being here. Carrie, thank you. Our time is up. And I just want to say thanks again to each of you for being here. And thank you to our listening audience for joining us this morning. And please join us again next Sunday and every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock for another Fresno State Service and Action program on KFSR. Also, please like us on Facebook at FS Service in Action. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at kfsr.org. Thanks and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.